The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. I think we need to have more conversations like the one Clarence Mingo and I just had. Listen, folks, listen. When I say the gospel is the real answer, I mean it. We are so deeply divided politically in ideology, and the answer to the racial tension in America is not another ideology. That's why I have expressed such deep concern about this whole critical race theory thing, CRT. And since we're speaking about that, I hope you will begin praying for the Southern Baptist Convention's annual meeting in June of this year. I don't care whether you're a Southern Baptist or not. The country's largest Protestant denomination is important no matter what denomination you may be a part of. Whatever direction the Southern Baptist Convention goes is going to impact America. And there is the potential for the Southern Baptist Convention to experience not a schism like the United Methodists are, but there is potential for some real division at the convention this summer. And a lot of it is going to be over this thing of critical race theory. And people are lining up on both sides. And I think it is just incredibly tragic that a denomination that has been defined now for many years by their theology might be torn apart because of an ideology. Critical race theory is not theology. It's an ideology. And my personal opinion is it's a very dangerous ideology. And my hope, my prayer, and my suggestion. Nobody in the Southern Baptist Convention is asking me, that's for sure. But my suggestion is that the leaders who have different opinions, there are several well-known black Southern Baptist pastors that are threatening to pull out of the convention unless the convention embraces critical race theory. That's sad. You mean you're going to leave a denomination over an ideology? No. But okay, here's my suggestion. Lock themselves in a room and pray until your differences are hammered out biblically, theologically, and brother to brother. Stop issuing press releases. Hey, listen, denominations have politics just like politics has politics. And right now, many of the leaders in the Southern Baptist Convention are issuing press releases. Stop issuing press releases. Get together, talk, and pray. So the Southern Baptist Convention has been so instrumental in America, particularly the last 20, 30 years. They were almost completely controlled by the liberals, and then some great men of God decided to go to war and rescue the convention out of the iron grip of the liberals, and they did. It was called the Conservative Resurgence. God blessed it. And now there's the potential of going back in the other direction. So anyway, again, whether you're Southern Baptist or not, I hope you are praying. There's going to be more competition for who becomes president. Just 2 months ago, almost everybody assumed the next president of the Southern Baptist Convention was going to be Al Mohler, president of the Southern Seminary down in Louisville. And usually, months before the Southern Baptist Convention meets, everybody knows who the next president's going to be. It's just kind of a foregone conclusion, so and so. Well, not this year. There are a couple of pastors who have announced their candidacy for president, and it's going to be a lot of debate and possibly contention, which I hope doesn't happen. Anyway, pray for the Southern Baptist Convention as they prepare for an extremely critical annual meeting, and I'm not even sure where they're meeting this year. And hopefully they will be able to meet together by the time we get to June. We will see. This story is so sad. Well, I've got two stories here. I don't know whether you heard, but Las Vegas schools decided to go back to in-person learning. You want to know why? Do you want to know what pushed them? Well, you would hope it's the science that says kids are not really in danger from COVID-19 and the teachers are not in danger from getting it from the kids. Folks, that all of the data, all of the science indicates that the kids are safer in school than they are in home, and the teachers are not in danger of getting COVID from the kids. So it is much safer to have in-person learning. But the teachers' unions have said, we don't want to go to school. Well, really? That's what you do. You're a teacher. Well, the suicide rate among students in Las Vegas exploded to such an extent that the schools in Las Vegas were forced to go back to in-person learning, primarily because of the suicide rate with the kids being at home. Then we have Chicago. Headline, Chicago Teachers Union votes to refuse in-person work, defy Chicago Public Schools reopening plan. Chicago Public School leadership, the school board, the Board of Education, and so forth got together, studied the science, studied the statistics, studied the data, and said, you know what? We need to get these kids back in school. The teachers union said, nope, we're not going back. Quote, Chicago Teachers Union members have voted to defy Chicago Public Schools reopening plans, and they will continue working from home because of, quote, health and safety concerns. Excuse me? All of the science, all of the data, all of the experts say it is not health and safety. So, if it's not health and safety, then why are the teachers refusing to go back? Well, I don't know all of the reasons, but it's going to be considered a strike. The president of the teachers union said, so what does this mean? It means the overwhelming majority of you have chosen safety. No, they didn't choose safety. They chose their own special interests over the needs and the safety of the children. America's educational system is in horrible shape, folks. And you can place most of the blame on the teachers' unions. Some of the most far-left liberal unions in America are the teachers' unions. And what do we know happens to everything the left touches? Need I say more? No, I don't think so. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, none of us, and I mean none of us, should be surprised at what's coming out of the White House, even in the first week of a Biden presidency. Headline, Biden reverses Trump ban on transgender individuals serving in the military. Now, again, I find this incredibly troubling, but not one bit surprising. And once again, we have the left finding themselves in the place of absolute denial of settled science. If you were listening last week, I spent, I think, two segments talking about what's going on in Great Britain, the legal case against the Tavistock Center, which is their main transgender center in England, where the National Health Service has been paying for hormone treatment, sexual reassignment surgery, particularly for minors, and how in court science was presented to prove that's basically child abuse. It's basically child abuse because science, real science, true science, settled science, does not support transgenderism. A far left-wing ideology, wokeness, political correctness does, but not science, not real medicine. None of that supports transgenderism. But we have a brand new president who is paying debts. Well, that's exactly what he's doing. He's paying debts. Now, and by the way, Donald Trump did the same thing. He made a lot of promises to conservatives about what he would do with the military, what he would do on abortion, what he would do on marriage and issues and so forth. He made a lot of promises, and conservatives expected him to do what he said he was going to do. Well, Joe Biden promised the radical left, particularly the transgender lobby, the LGBTQ lobby, he made a lot of promises to them, and he was deeply in debt to them, and now he is paying the debt. President Biden today signed an executive order reversing former President Trump's ban on transgender individuals serving in the U.S. military, saying, quote, it's the right thing to do. Really? Where's the proof? Where's the evidence? Where's the science? Well, it's the right thing to do. And it is in, quote, the national interest. The Biden administration stressed that the U.S. military thrives when it is composed of diverse Americans who can meet the rigorous standards for military service, and added, an inclusive military strengthens our national security. Now, I want to say this carefully. I want to say it cautiously. I want to say it compassionately, but I want to say it truthfully. A person who is struggling with transgender issues is dealing with mental issues. They are dealing with some mental instability. I want to be very quick in reminding you we must remove the stigma from mental illness, okay? We've got to remove the stigma. And we should not stigmatize people because of the whole transgender thing, but we should be honest. These are individuals that are struggling emotionally and mentally. And a large percentage of these people later regret the transference to another gender. A large percentage of them say, oops, that was a mistake. The White House said, quote, President Biden believes that gender identity, identity, should not be a bar to military service, and that America's strength is found in its diversity. So not only the whole transgender thing, it's all about the identity thing. So in other words, if a man who is confused about his gender and his sexuality and likes to dress as a woman, he goes to the local recruiter for the Army, the Navy, you know, the Air Force or whatever, and here is a man with a beard dressed in a dress and silk stockings, the recruiter now cannot even question. The White House added, America is stronger at home and around the world when it is inclusive. Contrast that to what Donald Trump said in 2017 when he signed the executive order banning transgender people from the military. Listen to what he said. Quote, the federal government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. Oh, by the way, transgender people now have the opportunity to join the military right as they are beginning the transgender process. And for probably 1 or 2 years, they could not actually serve in active duty. And the government will pay for all of the hormone treatments, surgery, counseling, and so forth. Although, they will not be able to serve. Yeah. Like I said, we should not be surprised.